Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Daf Chaf and Beis.
Wrapping up.
Tomorrow we'll be finishing the Masechta tomorrow, Mir Tzashem. And on Sunday morning we'll be starting Masechta's Yuma. But not there yet. So on the Chaf on the bottom with Rashi, we're going to welcome Rashi back to the Daf Yomi. He's been absent for 3 weeks. Kohen Gadol Shemes. If a Kohen Gadol died, right? Kohen Gadol died. So what happened? If a Kohen Gadol died, the mincha would be paid for by the tzibur. That's what we said yesterday. The mincha would be paid for by the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it would be paid for by the yarshim. So Rabbi Bar Mamal asked the following question. Machlefa shitase de Rabbi Shimon. He switched around the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Why? Taman, in the Mishnah it says, Amar Mishal Yarshim. It's paid for by the yarshim. Right? The Hacha and the Brisa Amar said, Mishal Tzibur. It's paid for by the Tzibur. Right? Look at the bottom carbon Eda. Bimasnason ka Amar Tanai Bezdin who Shavi Mishal Tzibur. Mashma Midaraisa Mishal Yarshim. Just a Takana to pay for the Tzibur. Really, it's Mishal Yarshim. And but Hacha here he said it's Taka from the Tzibur. So Amar Abchia, Bar Ba, Vloy Uzhu Maksha. That's a good question. Right? Isn't that a good question? Us Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Avi, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Tvar Torah Hu, Shetei Ba Min HaTzibur. Really, the halacha is, the Torah says, it should be paid for by the Tzibur. For some reason, we read these parentheses. Kivon Dechazi Deka Midak Chalishka, but the second Beis HaMikdash had so many Kahanim dying, it was such an expense on the Lishka to keep having to shell out, to pay for these Karbanos. Every year, the Kohen Gadol would die. It's a big expense. Hayisi Omer Yigvu Min HaYarshim. So we changed it and said, you know what? We're going to make the Yarshim pay for this. Kivan Dechazi Depashiba. Since we saw that they weren't paying, they were being negligent, they weren't paying, we have no choice. Hiskinu Shadeba Mitchuma Salishka. We had to cover the expense. What could we do?
That's a big expense. 1 minute, half a mincha. Because it's really afternoon because he died let's say, in the morning.
Right.
Half a mincha.
I hear you. Right. I don't know what to say.
Once a year, that's what they worry?
Yeah.
That's what they worry about?
Yeah. Rabbi Yosa Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Boi, Ma'u Shlema B'Shachwes, Shlema Ben Arbayim. Now what, I'm not sure what this question is. Did you bring half in the morning and half at night?
Whole
in the morning and whole at night? Shlema B'Shachwes. Or you brought the whole thing in the morning? U'Betela Ben Arbayim. And then in the afternoon you bring nothing. So how does that happen? He dies early in the morning? Is that the case? He died 5 o'clock in the morning. So now what do you do? He didn't even bring the first one. Not that he died in the afternoon. He didn't even bring the first one. He died at 8 a.m. They're about to bring it.
Says,
what?
No, it says that
yeah.
You have the new Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
That means you're going from nobody the day before to a new one in the morning.
Okay.
So is he doing the whole one now?
For yesterday? To cover yesterday?
Yeah.
Is that the question? I didn't understand this.
Yes, sir. Why does he have to cover yesterday? Yesterday's gone.
Right, is that the question? What's going on here?
Why do we have to cover yesterday?
So
I'm not sure why they're trying to bring the whole thing in the morning.
Exactly. What's going on here? Why do they want to bring the whole thing in the morning? Did the Kohen die in the morning? Right, is that what the story was? He was he died. So the question is, do we split it in half? Half in the morning, half at night? No. Whole in the morning, whole at night, or whole in the morning and nothing at night.
Well, this is talking about a case that we had a temporary guy yesterday.
Right.
They haven't picked a new one out who's going to be the next Kohen Gadol.
So we're doing it in their behalf.
But he'll do it by the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So he has to do something in the morning. He's the temporary Kohen Gadol.
And then by the afternoon we have a new guy.
And then the new one comes in the afternoon.
Okay.
So why wouldn't he bring it in the afternoon?
I don't know. I'm not sure what this
is. Well, in the afternoon, let's say it's a new guy. A new guy has to bring a whole new carbon area.
Yes, I'm not sure.
In the afternoon when he's hired to bring it. Why
the guy in the morning?
I'm not exactly sure what this question is.
Morning.
I'm not exactly sure what this question is.
You're saying it's a temporary guy in the morning.
Does he say what the question is?
No.
So temporary guy in the morning, so the day before.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's doing here. I'm not sure what this question is.
What's
I'm not sure what this. I'm not sure. Anyway.
So half and half.
Correct. It's either whole and whole or whole and nothing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What?
In the morning, the Sagat was issued yesterday.
Who's the Sagat? The temporary guy.
Temporary car.
Woke up in the morning. He wakes up in the morning.
He's got to do the thing.
Right.
But he's not going to be there in the afternoon.
Uh huh.
Why? Where is he going to be?
They're picking a new car.
So why would the new Kohen have to bring one?
Right.
Because he's now only doing half a day.
I see.
So why isn't there a question in the afternoon? The new Kohen comes, why does he only have to bring half?
Maybe he brings nothing. Maybe he brings nothing. Oh.
Each one has to do a whole.
Okay, maybe he brings nothing.
Each one has to do a whole in one day.
Right, a whole. But that wasn't, that child doesn't appear in his Gemara, a whole.
That is.
He says a whole in the morning or and a half in the afternoon? Or
no, a whole in the morning and a whole in the afternoon. Or a whole, that must be the case. Okay, good. The case is as follows. It's a Kohen Gadol wakes up in the morning, it's a Kohen Gadol. He will not be the Kohen Gadol in the afternoon.
He might not.
They're going to take a vote. They're going to pick someone else. It might be him, might not be him.
He's
a temporary Kohen Gadol.
Oh, temporary.
He's a temporary Kohen Gadol. So in the morning he wakes up. There's no Shaila now. He brings in a whole one.
Because
he might not be there in the afternoon. The question is, what happens in the afternoon? Does the new Kohen Gadol bring nothing? Or does he bring his own hole?
Excellent.
That's the question.
Then they appoint temporary ones.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. They appoint a new one.
They appoint a temporary Kohen
Gadol. It's not like the Pope where there's no Pope till they fix. It's not like that. It's not like that.
There's no smoke going on.
It's not like that. That they have nobody till they have somebody. It's not like that. It can't be a vacuum. They don't have. They have nobody till they have. Even when they have somebody, they have nobody. It can't be a vacuum. It can't be a vacuum.
Is it temporary Kohen Gadol?
Temporary Kohen Gadol. Okay, that must be the kasha. Anyway. Katehe pshitale. So we'll answer it as follows. It's the minchas tamid. Shloshes lugin. Mahein shloshes lugin. Shachris. Shloshes lugin bein harbayim. Does it mean 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon? Oh, lugumetsa shachris. Lugumetsa bein harbayim. Which one is it? It's Amar of Chizkia. Uf hada tzrichale. I'll tell you what we need. Shnei kumtzin mahein. What about the two kometzes? So the carbon age says in the last wide line, all at the end over there, the Sfirle Lechizkia, Ka'abiyosi ben Destoy, Chizkia holds like Abiyosi ben Destoy, Reb Chizkia, the Shesover who says, Bahat Chelas, in Perik Chelas, the Bechol Yom, every day, Hayakorin Gadol Mevi Beis Kmetzin, Lavona, he brought two Kmetzes of Lavona, Umakriv, Echad Mehen Shachris, Ve'echad Ben Harbayim, from Reb Yochanan, Hasam, the Hilchasa Ka'abiyosi, we hold like that. Same question. It's the exact same question. So I'm Rav Chizkiya, Shnei Kumtzin Mahein, Shnei Kumtzin Shachris, Shnei Kumtzin Ben Arbayim. Oh, Komer Tzachar B'Shachris, Komer Tzachar Ben Arbayim. Right? In other words, do you split it in half or not? I'm Rav Yossi, well, Kulam de Lukomis, Lomin Chaschotei. Don't we learn out the whole komitz from Minchas Chotei? Ma, lahalam, shnei kumtzin, afkan, shnei kumtzin. Okay? Amar of Chizkia, kulam lamdu, shloshes lugin, lomu tamet shalbein harbayim. Aren't the three lug learned of oil, learned out of tamet shalbein harbayim? Ma, lahalam, shloshes lugin, afkan, shloshes lugin? Uman, taman, tzrichole, afkan, tzrichole? Therefore, and by the way, and therefore the question's not answered. Is it whole and whole or whole or nothing? The question, well, we see that sometimes we split it, sometimes we don't. The question is not answered. Okay, next. Then we said, you're not allowed to use the afer of a paraduma. Shalo yehe, you're not allowed to do that. It's me'ila, actually. So Reb Shimon Bar Nachman, b'shem Reb Yonasan, b'dinhu sheyimalu ba. Really? You're not over me'ila. I'm sorry, you are. V'hen gazru shalo malu ba. And they will go say, you're not over me'ila. Ah, Vatani Chatas Malamit Jamolin Ba. But one second. The paraduma is called a chatas, so why aren't you over me'ila? Why shouldn't you be over? You should be over me'ila. So Gemara says, Ba malin, you malin the animal, the ain malin ba'afara, but you're not mal in the earth, in the afer. So Minatora there is no such thing as me'ila. So Amar Yavo, no. But we showed how you mishkashkishin ba. They used to use the afer, v'nosnin osa agabi makosayan, and they would use it as some kind of medicine on their wounds. V'gazru shimaluba. So they would go there. You're right. Minat Torah where there is no me'ila. The people were abusing it. There's a difference between being me'ila and abusing it. They were using it for their own personal use. These are very rare paraduma. It's pretty rare. They were using it, sound like it's a Tylenol, you know?
I can't imagine that scenario.
Kivan, shenug deru. So everybody stayed away from it. Gazru shalom maluba. So they undid the gzera, the unbelievable Gemara. They undid a gzera. Name one gzera. Name one gzera that's ever been undone in this, right? When the gzera's never undone. It must have been the same generation. Right?
You have one. You how often do you have a paraduma? Not too often.
Not too often. Very rare.
Ashes. Who was holding these ashes? It wasn't open to the community. It was like still.
Maybe the kahanim. Maybe the kahanim started to use it a little bit. They sneak a little bit of it. Or maybe they thought it was magical. Who knows? Okay, next. Valakinim. And on the kinim were paid for by the tzibur. Ho'isha hazos. Subamahi miskaperes. So we said that we had this gemara before. How does a woman, if we said that if the money is in between the two pushkas, so then it'll go to whichever one is either the closest or rove. So then how does a woman get a kapara? If the coins fell out, she doesn't know that. How does she get a kapara? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Tanai Bezna, it's a Tanai, HaMesapek es HaKinin, whoever pays for that, who Mesapek es HaPsolos ves HaVodot. He pays extra in case they're lost, so she, no matter what, she'll be covered, and she'll become Tahora, and she can eat Kachem. Hajjanalach Perak Mos, Shinitmu, Imtu, Hajjanalach Perak Mos, Shinimtu, Hajjanalach Perak Mos, Shinimtu. Okay, next. Now that we spoke about, it's a tangent, again, this has nothing to do with Mesapek Shkolim, it's a tangent. Kol HaRokin, all roke, all spit. Spit is a liquid that comes out of a body. So if a person's tummy, certain kinds of tumma, and he spits, the spit also is tummy. So you're walking down the street and you see spit. Kol rokin hanimtzain b'Yerushalayim. All spit found in Yerushalayim is tahorin, because we assume Torah people are walking around. Chutz except b'shal shuk elyon, except for the upper shuk, which is where the carbon says where goyim hung out. That's all tummy. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yossi Omer? No. It depends. He's much more macher. B'shal koyimot hashana, in the rest of the year, b'she'be'emtza t'meyin. Most people are tamei. Why are most people tamei? Because that's how most people live their whole lives, they were tamei. Except for yontif time. Right? Why? Because first of all, their wife is tamei half the month. Second of all, no one's careful. So they're all tamei. Says Reb Yossi, b'emtza, you walk down the street, everyone's tamei. Shabbat started to horin in the side streets of the Tahor people. They avoid everybody. Those are the yechidim. Most people are tummy. B'shas haregel, beyond the time, it's the exact opposite. Shabbat emza to horin, everyone's tar. Why? Because you can't go onto the base of mikdash if you're tummy. So everyone made sure. It's a mitzvah to go. Everyone was careful. And that's how society was.
What's the distinction between the middle of the street and the side of the street?
The middle of the street was where most people walked.
Yeah.
And the side of the street was where very few people walked. So the Tar people were careful not to walk in the middle of the street and bump into people and get tummy. They'd go to the side, where nobody walking. On Yom Regal time, it switched. Everybody walking down the street was Tar. The few chidin at the tummy still, they were in the side streets.
Nothing has changed. Nowadays, all the people walk in the middle of the street also. They felt that the whole criticism of the area, they walk in the middle of the street and shop.
The criticism of who?
From people. Yes. They don't walk on the...
Why? Because whichever one is the muat would go off to the side. Whoever was the miat, whoever was the minority would go off to the side. Now, another thing. Any keli that you find in Yerushalayim in a mikvah, not derech yirida, lebeis hatvila, temein. So the Karbanit explains, they used to go down to the mikvah and then go up in a different place. So if they find the Caleb on the way down, they're Tameh. Why? They didn't go into the mikvah yet. But if you find them in the mikvah on the way down, if you find them Derech Aliyah, Tahorin. If you find them on upway, they're Tar. Why? Because they came out. What happened? You put them down for a minute, you ran to go meet your friend, and in fact, you forgot to come back. So you find it, it's Tar. She'lo kiridas and aliyas on Divrei Meir, because they don't have the same steps. The down and the up are different. Down was for Tameh, up was for Tar. That's what Rebbe Meir says. Rabbi Yossi Omar. No, cool and tahar. It's all tahar. Yeah, what do you mean, different steps? What is it, an elevator? Escalator? Done different steps. What? So he argued. Chutz min asal, except for a sal, hamagrefa, or a shovel, hamaritza, hamayuchad l'kvaros. Except for things that they use in for the grave diggers. Those are always tummy. Why should they be tar them? And tomorrow they use them again. So those are all tummy. Otherwise, why? Everything's tar.
This is all historical, right? There's no relevance. What are they saying? At the time that makes me this was the fact. There's nothing relevant to us now, is it? In terms of Yerushalayim and things like that. It's just what was.
Right, what was, right. That's okay. Hey, the whole Masechus Yuma is going to be what was. Right? We don't take old Kohen Gadol anymore and lock him away for 7 days. We don't have a Kohen Gadol. We're still going to learn it.
What?
Yeah. Sakin, we had this. How much of Shabbos is relevant?
How much of Shabbos is relevant?
I would say 80% is not relevant. That's not fair to say.
That application.
That's not fair to say.
Kachim
is not relevant, because none of Kachim is relevant. Baba Kama is relevant if you take the cow and you translate it to a car.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Because we don't hold like halacha, we hold like
No, but the rules are, but the principles are there. The principles. I'll give you an example. I saw such a great child, one of those sheets that had such a great child. So we know that such a thing called, if you borrow something, you're chayef. You borrow, let's say I borrow a guy's cow. And the cow breaks his leg. Who's chayev? The borrower. The borrower's chayev to everything except for one thing. Mesa machmas malacha. So what does that mean? Regular healthy cow, and it dies. The borrower says, What do you want from me? I think Gemara says, Malacha Baba is not the where he is, right? So one of those sheets, they had the following question. A guy borrows a car and he gets a flat. Who has to pay for the flat? So 1 second. So he quotes, he says a whole Torah there, that Mesa Machmas Malacha didn't just mean if it died, but it meant it couldn't be worked. So the guy got a flat. So that happens. So I can't drive the car, so it's not my responsibility, it's the owner's responsibility.
Maintenance.
Right. The point is, I don't remember the whole law, I don't remember the end. The point is, you can take the Gemara's principles and put them into modern society. With Kachim, you cannot do that. So Kachim and Tahiros also doesn't apply, except for a little bit of Hilchas Nida applied. So that's one-third of Shas doesn't apply.
Well, that will apply. But
yes, it will. Yeah, 100%. Doesn't stop. Never stopped us. Anyway, okay, now, this Gemara we had in Sachin. It was so complicated then, and it's complicated now. Sachin, a knife, Shinim says B'yudalin. You find it on the 14th of Nisan. You're walking down the street, and you say, ooh, look at that knife. I could bring this knife home, and we could use it to cut up the meat. So, shochet b'miyad, you can use it right away for shechita. Why? Because we assume it's tahar. If it was tameh, it's tahar. Because a knife, even if it's tameh, only needs 1 day of, or even if it needs 7 days, we assume it's already been taken care of. That's the assumption.
On the 14th.
But shlosha asar, if it's the 13th, then shona umatla. You have to wait a day, wait overnight, and then be tovelet. Kufit. What's it called? The hatchet?
A cleaver.
Bezeh u bezeh, no matter what, shon umat bil. You have to wait overnight. Why? Because people wouldn't really use a cleaver for because it's going to mess up the bone. So they wouldn't use it anyway. Chalab asa lios b'shabbos. What if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? You can't be toivel things on Shabbos. So, shochet b'miyad. You can use it right away. So the carbon 8 that says in the bottom there, the last one, v'lo amrinam, we don't say. Kivan the Shabbos who, since the Shabbos, lo nishchad ba, misveika, don't use it because it's a suffix, shema nitmahi, maybe it's tameh, v'nim to pesach tameh, umachal es ha-shabbos, shol b'malko mitzvah. Don't say all that. Go ahead and use it right away. Why? Because we assume that the person, whoever this knife belonged to, was smart enough to realize, oh, Erev Pesach is going to be a Shabbos this year, I got to take care of it beforehand. Right, okay, fine. B'tesvav, if you found out on the 15th, right? Then, shochet b'miyad, you can use it right away. Nimtza kshur l'sakin, hameyu kisakin. If you find it tied to a sakin, then whatever the day is, and whatever the halacha is on the knife, the same halacha applies to whatever is tied to the knife. Okay. Rabbi Avin b'shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, katran shel nachrin hayisham. There was a laundromat of the goyim over there in that upper shuk, and therefore, everything is tameh. Amar v'chenina, arudos hayenochrin b'Yerushalayim. I don't know what this means. There were donkeys that they would kill, pierce in Yerushalayim. Why are they doing that? V'hayoli regalim mishtakin b'dam, and they would be walking in dam ad ar kavosehin, up to their knees. Right? U'balos nechachamim v'lo amar lehem davar. They came to the chachamim, and the chacham didn't say anything. Right? Why? Because dam nevela is not going to be betame. We had this gemara already. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shua ben Levi, ma'aseh b'preidah shel Rebbe, shel beis Rebbe. There was a donkey in the house of Rebbe. Shemaseh, it died. The tiharu es dameha mishum nevela, and they said the dam is okay. It's not a nevela. It's dam. It's not a problem. Rabbi Elazar Shaul or Rabbi Simon, ad kama? How much dam is okay? How much dam? V'lo agive. He didn't answer him. Shaul Rabbi Shua ben Levi, how much dam? Amalei, he said, ad revius tar, up to revius tar, yosem revius, nosem mikan tame. Ubaash l'Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar was embarrassed. Why didn't he answer me? What's his name answer me, Rabbi Simon? Why didn't he answer me? The lochazel Rabbi Simon shmutzei, because Rabbi Simon wouldn't answer him. So he was all upset. Why didn't Rabbi Simon answer me? Rabbi, now we had this exact gemara like 2 weeks ago. Rabbi Rahavi Yosef Masnisan Hada of Hadeinu Ovda. Rabbi was sitting, and the following story happened. Amalei Rabbi Tzachar Bisna Ad Kama. How much dam is tar? Amalei Ad Ravi is tar. Yosef Mikan Tavei. Ubaat Bein. He kicked him. Amalei Rabbi Zvika begin to have a shalach Ad Bad Bein. What? Because he asked you a question, he kicked him. What kind of behavior is that? Amalei begin. The truth is, Lahavaz Daiti Bi. I wasn't really paying attention. How did they translate that? I don't know what I was doing. Dam Rav Chanin. It says in the Hatochacha. Your life will be hanging in the balance. What does that mean? That's not so bad. You have enough wheat for the whole year. Then it says, you'll be afraid night and day. That's someone who has only bread from let's say the middleman. So it's not that long. It doesn't last that long. And then it says, "V'lo tamim b'chayecha." You can't even trust your own life. Can't even believe in your own life. Zeh shulokeach min apalter. That he goes from the bakery every day, day to day. Meaning, it's a gradual. Sometimes you have for the whole year. What's going to be next year? That I don't know. All right. Some people have in the bank for 20 years; they'll be safe. That's not the case. Then you have even less and even less. Even for one day, from one day to the next, you don't know where the bread's going to be coming from. Right? That's the klala. So v'ano, he said, "Samech al paltiraya." I am like the guy who doesn't know what I'm living day to day, so I'm very preoccupied. That's why I kicked him. I don't know what this gemara means. My kedon, what's the pshat? What's the bottom line? Is it the story with the dam? Is the dam of a nevela tamei or not? So hey, Rabbi Shua ben Pesora, al dam nevela shu tar. It's tar. Now we just mentioned people who said it was tamei up more than a revius. He says no, it's tar. Ma'u tar? What does it mean tar? It doesn't mean it's tar. Tar milahachshir. It can't make other things tamei. Ha l'tamos mitamei, but it itself is tamei. Tamantanin, we learned. Dama sher.
What was the logic of that? Up to revius, it's not tamei and over.
There's a shear. Everything has a shear.
But if it's tamei, it's tamei. If the dam is tamei,
I don't know. Tamantanin, we learned.
He glanced over that before. They walk up to their knees in blood.
Correct.
On the web, so yeah. It sounds very appealing.
Dama sheret metame kibisaro. The dam of a sheret is metame just like its body. The metame the ain't no machshir. It's metame, but it can't make other things tame. The ain't lanu kiyotzma. There's something else like it. So now we just said there is something like it. The dam of an avela of a donkey. It's also like it. So the Gemara answers no. Ain't lanu kiyotzma kishir tumaso. No, there's nothing else like it in the shear. Avodamo nitma kibisaro. But the fact that dam is tamei, that's old news. What was special about the sheret was the shear. Amar of Yosi, pliga b'tre amaroyin. There's a machlokas. Chad amar tamei v'chad amar tar. One says tamei, one says tar. Manda amar tamei k'rbi Yehuda. Manda da tamar k'rishu b'msara. Amalei Rav Avduma d'minchusa v'yos divri b'Yehuda muriana. I think Rabbi Yehuda's right. D'bei nesiyah havi, because he was a nasi. Therefore he must be right. Okay. Then we said, kol harokin, all spit is, depends. And we said, it depends, right? Rameir said, it doesn't depend. It's all tahar. And Rabbi Yossi said, it depends what time of year it is. So, lo kain, amar Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, ben Chanina, lo gazer ala yirokin, shere b'Yerushalayim. Didn't they make a gzera on the rok of Yerushalayim that it's tamei? Hitmar Allah, Avin Vishem Shub and Levi, that's Kisharim Shal Nachmi Hayisham. That's only in the upper Eliyah, upper Shuk, where the Goyim hung out. Otherwise, it's okay. Bishar Yimos Hashana Hatameyin Mahalchin Shibolas. On the rest of the year, the Tamei people walked in the center. Shibolas means the center. Hatahorin Mahalchin Minatad. And the Tahor people went to the side. Vitahorin Mahalchin Stam. And if the Tahar people would be walking stam in the street, Hatameim Omer Lohem Perushu. The Tahar people would say, you guys might want to go to the side of the street because we're Tahar. And we're going to make you Tahar because we're going to bump into you. So if you had.
Would you want a sign? I'm Tahar, I'm not.
How do you know the guy's?
Because they're the rov.
The rov.
Regel, but on Yontif time. Now, when exactly does Yontif time? On Yontif, Erev Yontif, the day before Erev Yontif, I don't know. But Yontif time. So Hatahor and Mahalach and Shibolis. Then the Tar people walked in the center. Hatamei and Mahalachim and Atad. And the Tamei people went to the side. Hatamei and Mahalach and Stam. If the Tamei people are going Stam, Hatahor and Omer Lahan Perosho. The Tamei people, the Tar people would say, guys, it's our time to get to walk in the streets. You guys have to go to the side. What? They weren't permanently Tamei, but they didn't care to become Tar. That's the.
How would somebody know that?
What do you mean? They
advertise.
What?
They advertise it.
No.
The regular warrant.
So they went to the mikvah. They became tahar and they were careful.
Exactly.
But did a mishap happen? Yes, such a thing. But they were careful.
But you tell me that the coming people would tell them move to the side. How do you know that?
It's society. There was an ad in the local paper that.
No, he's asking how would Tommy person know?
He's asking.
Mr. G's asking, how would someone know that someone else is tar?
Exactly.
How would you know that?
You're walking the street, I'm walking.
Because you're walking in the middle.
So maybe they knew this guy. No. So maybe they knew. Exactly. They knew. These guys don't mish with the more common people, right?
There were bicycle lanes and there was tar.
Exactly. Exactly. Then we said, Vakala Hanimtim. Then we said, Caleb found in Yerushalayim. So it depended, right? So. Lo kein amar bevo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Lo gazir ala kelim sheb Yerushalayim. They didn't make a gzera on Caleb in Yerushalayim. Kivon shenimtzu derech yirida lebeis hatvila nasa hochiyach. You're right. We didn't make a gzera. If you're walking down the street and see a keli, why should we say it's tamei? However, derech yirida in the mikvah? Of course it's tamei. What's it doing there? Okay. Abashal, now we said that there were three kelim that were used by the grave diggers, those are always tummy, right? So Abishol hayikori osan tziporin. Abishol would call it a fingernail. Man da amar tziporin, domo tziporin. It was like a fingernail, meaning to scoop things up. Man da amar meritza, others called it a meritza. What does meritza mean? Meritza is like a hammer. Es ha'evan lebeis ha'kvaros. It's to chop up the stone to be able to bury people. Okay. Kofitz, a kofitz is a cleaver. Tani, hasakin kishurula, if the sakin is next to the cleaver, harehi kamosa. Then whatever din you have with the cleaver, you have with the sakin, and vice versa. Okay. Next. Parochis shinitmes, bivlad hatoma. If the parochis was mitame with a vlad hatoma, okay, the Karban Eda explains a vlad hatoma means, the Gemara is going to say, it means a tumma derabanan. Min haTorah is not tummy. Min derabanan it's tummy. So therefore, now the principle here is going to be we don't want tumma hanging around in the Beis HaMikdash. So somehow the paroch has got tummy. So now if it's tumma derabanan, right? What do we have to do with this tumma now? So vlada paroch is vlada tumma. If it's tumma derabanan, matbilin also b'fnim. We'll toivel it in the azara, in the Beis HaMikdash ground. Why should we schlep it down to Rehov, whatever, and tovel it there in the mikvah? It's only tumah derabanan. So min haTorah, there's no issue. Leave it right here. What, I said it wrong?
No.
Oh, but you're right.
Basically,
okay, fine. Machnis and also miyad, and then put it back right away. Tovel it and put it back. Wait for it to dry. No, we're going to see it in a minute. I'm waiting for it to dry.
The dry clean is probably in the way.
Vishinitme is ba'avatoma, but if it became tuma with an avatoma, let's say someone died and fell on top of the parochas. It could happen. So if that happened, now there's real tuma here. So what are we going to do? Toivel it here in the base of Mikdash? That's a disaster. So then nitma, vishinitme is ba'avatoma, matbilan oso bachutz, you toivel it outside, vishotkin oso bachel, and let it dry, spread it out on the chel. But they shoot tzricha hair of shemesh, because that's the way it overnight now. It's a real tumah. Im haya chadasha, if it was new, shotchin oso al gag ha'itzdeba, they would display it on the roof of the platform somewhere. Kadesh shiras alma malacha shina, people could see how pretty it was. A beautiful program. No, but most people didn't see it.
And the old one wasn't beautiful.
No, it was brand new, so it had some newness to it. Rishurim ben Galil, Omer Rishurim, Rishurim ben Askan, Peruches, Ov Yitefach, it was a tefach thick, Al Shivim Mishtayim Neiman Neregat. Each, it had 72, it was woven with 72 strands.
Petal strands.
Yeah. I'll call Nima Venima Chafta Al Chutin. Each thread had 24 strings. Archa Mem Amma, it was 40 amas wide. Verachba Chaf, and it was 20 amas tall. The other way around.
Wide
20 and tall 40. Ushmana Mishtayim Ruba Hayanazis. It was 820,000 dinar, is what it cost. Ushtayim Esrei, Ushtayim Osim B'chol Shana. They made two every year. V'shalosh Meitz Kahana Matbilan Oso. It took 300 Kahana to tovel it. I was trying to find it. There's some famous gra where he says it's not possible. Well, hopefully we'll do it tomorrow. Ilu amar, here's how it works. Chud echad kafel, one chut was double, l'shnayim into two. Shazor means l'shlosha to three. Mashzar, another word of spinning, is l'shisha to six. Arba mikan ha'esrim v'arba, and it was done four times. So 6 times 4 is 24. So you get 24 threads in each strand of the peroches, and that's why it's 24. Tani, others say shalosh time was 32. How do you get? There's even 32. How do you get 32? Il amachud echad is one. So you start with one. Kafel l'shaim, double it's two. Shazar arba. Then you do shazar, it's four. Mashzar shmona, that's eight. And there were arba mikat, and that went through four times. Hatlatz and v'tazan, it's 32. Tani arba and v'shmona. Some say 48. 48, yeah. Ilu amachud echad, kafel l'shnayim, double is two. Kliya l'shlosha, then it's braided three. Shazar l'shisha, another kind of braiding is six. Mashzar l'shnei masar, doubled again to 12. Arba mikan, and that's four of them. Ha'arba v'tamanya, it's 48. Kasev echad amaisa rokim. One place says it was maisa rokim, embroidered. Kasev echad amaisa choshev, a different kind of thing. So maisa rokim, what does that mean, maisa rokim? Parts of echad maisa, parts of echad. It was on one side, it had a design, right? Like a face or something. Ma'isa choshev shtei partos. That's even more hard. On one side, it's a lion. On the other side, it's an eagle, right? It's even harder. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Chadam, Ma'isa rokeim, Ari mikad, v'ari mikan. A lion here, a lion here. And ma'isa choshev, Ari mikan, v'chalav mikan. He said the exact opposite. A lion on one side, on the other side, was nothing. It was smooth, it was clean. V'charon Amar, the other man, Amar, says, Ma'isa Rokim, Ari Mikan, V'cholak Mikan. Ma'isa Rokim means a lion here, nothing here. Ma'isa Choshev, Ari Mikan, V'nesher Mikan. A lion here and an eagle here.
I think it's twice a year, I don't care.
Because it got tame, I don't know why.
Well, what?
A lot of blood in it. B'shmona, Ushtayim, Rubia, Haisenatis, and 820,000 dinar. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bizna, B'shem of Shmuel, Guzma. That's an exaggeration, that's not true. Taman Tanin, and Pa'am Haya Osa, Kishal Shmeyaz Kor. Sometimes it was 300 kor. What was 300 kor? The ash on the mizbeach was high 300 kor. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bone b'shem Shmuel goes, but that's an exaggeration.
300 words.
What? It's a 300 word, right? That's an exaggeration. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will finish in Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.